Okay, we're on Daf Tzadi Dalet today. All right, let's take a look. So we're on Tzadi Dalet Amud Aleph, line 5. Okay, 94a, line 5. So Tana Rabbanan, we spoke about what does it mean, Derech Rechoka. So according to the Tana Kam, which is Rabbi Akiva, in our Mishnah, Derech Rechoka means you're further than Modi'im. And if you're not further Modi'im, then you have to come and bring your Korban Pesach. So Tan Rabbanan, Yael made chutz l'Modi'im, if a person was outside the city of Modi'im, and we said Modi'im was 15 mil from Yerushalayim, he says, v'acholi kanes b'susimu v'raprabdim. But if he gets on a horse or a mule, and he doesn't walk, he gets like, you know, he's getting into like a Mercedes, he can make it there, even though he's further away than the 15 mil. He says, yachol yehei chayav, I might think that he is chayev to make the Pesach. In other words, he doesn't get the p'tur of derech rechoka. Tamalomar uvederech lohaya. So it says, if the Torah says, va'isha sharhu tahor, if a person's tahor, uvederech lohaya, he wasn't on a distant road. V'halo haya b'derech, when he is on a distant road. So it's totally talui, are you, you know, within walking distance of the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash? That's the whole analysis. Yes, then you're chayav to make it. Notwithstanding the fact that with, you know, if you get on a horse, you could make it there quicker. Hayom made lefnim in a modiim. Let's say he's closer to Yerushalayim than modiim. But ain't a holy kares, but he can't get to the azara b'nei gemalim ukronot hamaakvodoto because camels and carriages are blocking him. And Rashi says he's loaded up his family, whatever, and it's taking him a long time to get to the Azara. So Yechol or Yehei Chayav, I might think that he's not Chayav if he doesn't make the Korban Pesach. Tamalomar uvederech lohaya, the same Pasuk. It says if he's Tahor and he wasn't on a far derech, a far way, then he has to make the Pesach. He wasn't on that far derech. So it just goes totally, whether you're within Modi'im or further away from Modi'im, doesn't make a difference if, you know, travel circumstances make it more difficult or less difficult. And the idea is that even with these carriages, he gets off on his foot, he walks, he says, I'll see you around Chevra. I have things to do. I got to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far?
Everybody good? Traffic is an excuse.
That's right. But I'm saying because he could walk. In other words, he says, you know,
he's close enough to be able to walk.
In other words, right. You walk, you get off on your foot, and you avoid the traffic. All right. Now the next piece of Gemara. All right. Now I have to do a little bit of Hakdama. This Gemara has a lot to do with astronomy, and it doesn't comport with the way we understand astronomy, like with what we know from, you know, modern science. Now, someone would say it's like to be understood metaphorically. The Maharal has a whole shot, you know, about all these things. It doesn't mean like literally, it means metaphorically. Or the other way is to say that Chazal had deeper meanings with it. But we're going to take this again, do the best we can with what we got, okay? So Amarava, Shita Alfe Parse, Havi Alma. So Rava says that it means the path of the sun across the sky is 6,000 parsa, right? In other words, a parsa is 4 mil, so it would be 24,000 mil. Vesumcha de rakia alpha parse, the thickness of the rakia is the firmament, like the sky, is 1,000 parsa. So chada gemara v'chada svara, one of those numbers is based on Mesora, which is the 6,000 figure, and the 1,000 figure is extrapolated from that based on svara. Now he explains. Savar law, he Rava holds, ki hadim ar Rava bar Barchana Rabbi Yochanan, like Rava Barchana held, we had this yesterday, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, kama malach adam benoni bayom, how long does the average person walk each day? Asara parsa ot, 10 parsa would be the average person, would be from sunrise to sunset, 10 parsa. Me'alot ha-shachar, v'yaraneitz ha-chama, 10 parsa is from alot ha-shachar, it says ha-kukhavim is 10 parsa, 40 mil. He says, me'alot ha-shachar, v'yaraneitz ha-chama, chamesh milim, from alot ha-shachar to neitz is malach 5 mil, u'mishkir ha-chama v'yad ha-kukhavim chamesh milim, and then from shkia, from sunset till tzedek ha-kukhavim, 5 milim. So it comes out, so again, so you have like sort of like a buffer at each end. You have 5 million in the beginning of the day, 5 at the end, and 30 mil in the middle of the day. From Alota Shachar, from Nates till Shkia is 30 mil. Okay, so 40 mil from Alota Shachar to Tzeis HaKochavim, 5 mil in the beginning, 5 at the end, leaves me 30 mil in the middle from Nates till Shkia. Now, the proportion between those figures, the 5 mil and the 30 mil, is 1/6, right? The 5 mil is 1/6 of the 30. So that ratio is going to be important. Nimsa ovio shorakia chamishisha bayom. So we assume that just like the proportion of in other words, it's like time distance. In other words, we assume that, in other words, the Gemara is assuming, let me get a book. Here's Earth, and then above Earth you have Rakia. The book is going to be Rakia. Rakia, they say the firmament. So the sun is going through the Rakia. The sun is going through the Rakia. When it goes through the Rakia, I don't see the sun anymore. When it comes through the Rakia in the morning, I see the sun. So the Gemara assumes that when you have this, so the thickness of the Rakia is equivalent to the like the proportion. In other words, if you assume that the path of the sun is 6,000 parsa, and then you have a period, 1/6 of that period is when the sun is coming out from Alota Shachar to Nates, or 1/6 from Shkia to Tzeis HaKochavim. So if the path of the sun is 6,000 parsa, 1/6 of that is 1,000 parsa. So he assumes that the Rakia, and here's the Rakia again, he assumes the Rakia would be 1,000 parsa in thickness, okay? So Chamishim Nimsa Ovio Sharakia Chamishisha Bayom. All right, that's the first Yisod. Anybody have any questions on that? Because if you don't have that, the rest of the Gemara is going to be a mess. Who's everybody okay with that? Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to go on. Okay, we're, again, midway down the column on Sadi Dalet Amin Aleph. Okay, now Meitvei, so that's Rava's Halacha. That's Rava's Halacha. So Meitvei, now we ask a question against Rava from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, now Rava's an Amara, and this is a Braisa, it's Tanayim. So Meitvei, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ovio Shorakia Echad Me Esther Bayom. Rabbi Yehuda says that the thickness of the Rakia, and the Rakia is the firmament, like I showed you, like the sky, is 1/10 of the length of time you would walk during the day. In other words, the measurement would be like 1/10 of the pathway through this, not the what you would walk. 1/10 of Yosharakia Khamiasar Bayom. In other words, 1/10 of the distance that the sun travels during the day. That's what we think. We'll see in a minute. Teda Kamamalachan Dambeinoni Bayom. How much does the average person walk in a day? So Eser Parsaot, 10 parsa, that's what we had before, 40 mil you walk in a day. And we said that was from Alota Shachar to Tzeit HaKochavim. Umi Alota Shachar Anitza Chama Arba'at Milin. So this Tana says that from Alota Shachar to Nates is not 5 milin, it's 4 mil. He says, Umi Mishkira Chama Tzeit HaKochavim Arba'at Milin. And from Shkia till Tzeit HaKochavim is 4 milin. Now, let's just do the math. So I have 40 milin during the day, or distance, but of the 40 milin, I have 8 at 4 mil in the beginning and 4 in the end of the day. So it means that during the day, I'm going to work 32 mil. I'll walk during the day from Nates till Shkia, 32 mil, and I'll walk from Alota Shachar to Nates, 4 milin, and from Shkia till Tzeis HaKochavim, 4 milin. Now, the proportion between 4 milin and 32 is 1/8, right? 4 milin and 32 is 1/8. So it would come out mathematically that the thickness of the Rakia would be 1/8 of the distance that the sun travels during the day. So if the sun travels 6,000 parsa during the day, so then the Rakia should be 1/8 of the 6,000. Now, he says in the Braisa 1/10, and the way I'm doing the pshat the way Rashi has it. So the way Rashi would have to say is it means that if I assume that a person travels 40 mil during the day, so the 4 milim are 1/10 of that. In other words, 4 mil is 1/10 of the 40 mil. That's clearly the case. But in terms of the calculation of the thickness of the rakia, it's really 1/8, because it's you're comparing the 40 to the 30, the 4 to the 32. Now, having said that, and then that's Nimseit Ovio Sharakia Chamiya Sara Bayom. But the article quotes from the Be'er HaGra, and this is at the end of footnote 10, the Be'er HaGra takes it that it's not the way I said it. It's 40 mil from Nes till Shkia is 40 mil. And then there's another 4 in the beginning and 4 in the end. So the total amount of time from Alota Shachar till Seisa Kokavim is 48 mil. So 48 mil. So then if I say that it's 4 mil the 4 million is then 1/10 of the 40 mil that a person travels from Nes till Shkia. In other words, the first one we're saying 4 mil is 1/8 of 32, because it was only 32 from Nes till Shkia. This is saying from Nes till Shkia is 40 mil, and you have 4 mil in the beginning and 4 in the end, so it's 1/10. And that the numbers work better, and the Gra says that that works in the Rambam. Now, let's just see in a minute. So the Gemara says, Nimseit ovio shurakia chami asara bayom. Tiyufta de Rava, tiyufta de Ula, tiyufta. So Rav is all upgeschlacht and Ula is all upgeschlacht. Rav is upgeschlacht because his cheshbon was based on, again, here we have a Bryce, and the Bryce is not like Rava. Rav is assuming that the person would walk 30 mil during the day, and it's not coming out that way. It's saying it's either 32 or it's 40 mil, but it's not 30 mil. And so he's all slugged up. Now, let me just do a few more lines and I'll pause. The Gemara says, Lema Tevei Tifta to Rabbi Yochanan. Should we say that Rabbi Yochanan is also upgeschlacht? Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that that a malach of a person during the day is 40 mil. So Amar Lach, and then from there we extrapolated, you know, the 5 and the 5. So Amar Lach, Anabi Mimahu Da'amri, Bimamahu Da'amri. Rabbi Yochanan would say to you, look, I'm just talking about how much time elapses during the day from Alot HaShachar to say to Kochavim. Rabbanahu de Kata'u, the Kachashvan, the Kadma of a Chashocha. They made a mistake. In other words, they calculated out how much does a person walk, you know, before Nates, and how much does a person walk after Seisa Kochavim, and they calculated like 5 and 5, but that was an error because they didn't realize that the person gets out before a load of Shachar and starts walking, and a person walks after Seisa Kochavim. So I'm not necessarily shlugged up. And then Lema Tevei Tifted Reb Chanina, and yesterday's Gemara Reb Chanina learned that it was 5 million from Stone till Soar, and he figures that that's the amount of time between Alot and Nates. So he says, "Lo by Isushani." I could say the Malachim there; they were pushing, they kept pressing load. So that's different. And so when you rush somebody, it could come out that way. Okay, let me just bring Michael and everybody up to date. Okay, we're on Sadi Dalet Amud Aleph, around 15 lines from the bottom, 94A, around 15 lines from the bottom. Okay, welcome, Michael, and welcome everybody who's here. Let me just review briefly. So the Gemara, I don't know, it's a little too complicated to review this whole thing, but the Gemara had a cheshbon about how much a person walks during the day. And we said a person would walk 10 parsa during the day, or 40 mil. And the 40 mil was comprised of 5 mil in the morning between the Lota Shachar and Nates, and 5 mil in the afternoon between Shkia and Seisa Kochavim. So the Gemara ends up quoting a Braisa and says that's not the way it is. It's really a person walks 40 mil during the day, but 4 mil between Alot and Nates, and 4 mil between Shkia and Seisa Kochavim. So it's really 32 mil you walk during the day. Now, let me just mention, now this it comes out from this Braisa that the period of time between Shkia and Seisa Kochavim is a ma'alak of 4 mil or one parsa, which is the way we hold the halakha. In other words, the amount of time it takes to walk one parsa is that's the amount of time between Shkia and Seisek Kochavim. Now, also we mentioned in the Rambam that we just did, according to the Rambam, a person will walk 40 mil during the day, and that would be from Nes till Shkia, and then that works out well with the 18 minutes. In other words, if it's 40 mil during the day, and you assume the day is 12 hours, then a mil comes out to be 18 minutes. Now, there's a stira between our Gemara and the Gemara Masechet Shabbos. Our Gemara learns that the time between Shkia and Seisek Kochavim is Kdei Hiloch Parsa. That's what it is. The amount of time it takes to walk from Parsa is the amount of time between Shkia and Seisek Kochavim. There's a sugya in Masechet Shabbat that says it takes 3/4 of a mil between Shkia and Seisek Kochavim, 3/4 of a mil. So that's much less. So there's two approaches to be mavara this. One is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says there's two shkias, that in other words, there's one shkia when the disk of the sun goes below the horizon, then 58 and a half minutes later, there's another shkia, and then 3/4 of a mil after that, you have Seisek Kochavim. So in other words, so in Akinami, 3/4 of a mil comes out in this cheshbon. If you assume it's 72 minutes, it comes out to be 13 and a half minutes for the 3/4 of a mil. If Kedei Loch Mil is 18 minutes, 3/4 of a mil is 13 and a half minutes. So there's 13 and a half minutes between Shkia and Seis, but the Shkia is 58 and a half minutes after our Shkia. That would be Rabbeinu Tam's way. But there's another way, and that's the sheet of the Gaonim. So the Gaonim hold that indeed 13 and a half, the way I'm saying 13 and a half minutes. If you hold, it depends how long it says Kedei Kaluch Mil. If you say mil, it's 18 minutes, 13 and a half. If you say mil is 24 minutes, then it's 18 minutes. But whatever that cheshbon is, the Gaonim hold that after Shkia, then you get Seisek Kochavim a short while later. Now, the shear of Parsa, there it's, you see all the stars in the sky. We're just making a cheshbon. When do I see 3 stars that are Beinonim? So that's after, 3/4 of a mil. But the Parsa, then I see everything from top to bottom in the sky. Now, there's a question, the Sheet of the Gaonim. So some say the Sheet of the Gaonim, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. That's what we said. It's 20 minutes Eretz Yisrael. So, but outside of Eretz Yisrael, different latitudes. So it has to, adjust for the different latitudes. Now, I think that Ramosha has a tshuva. He says that here in New York, there was a minhag to always do Shabbos 50 minutes after Shkia. And Ramosha's tshuva is the 50 minutes is Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, Rabbeinu Tam is compressed for New York into 50 minutes. And that's the way he makes that cheshbon. Okay, who's got questions, comments, and thoughts on anything I did so far? Okay, everybody good? Yosef, you okay?
It's a hard piece. Yes.
You tell me about it. Okay. Yes. All right. Let's see further. All right. I'm going to go further in the Gemara. Everybody with me? Okay. So now we're 20 lines from the bottom, around 8 lines above where it gets wide, up to Tashma. Okay. So we already slugged up Rava. Rava said that the pathway of the sun is 6,000 parsa and the thickness of the rakia is 1,000. And we slugged them up, and we showed that it couldn't be the cheshbon. So now the Gemara says, Tashma, this is another nail in his coffin. Mitzrayim hi arba meot parsa l'arba meot parsa. Egypt is 400 parsa by 400 parsa. And Mitzrayim achami shishim b'kush. And Mitzrayim is just 1/60 of Kush, which is Ethiopia. He says, v'kush achami shishim ba'olam. And Kush is 1/60 of the world. Ba'olam achami shishim b'gan. And the world, the acreage of the world is 1/60 of the Gan, like the Gan Eden. He says, V'gan, echad mishishim, and the Gan is 1/60 of Eden. V'Eden, echad mishishim b'Gehenim. In other words, Eden is 1/60 of Gehenim. In other words, Gehenim is much, much larger than the world, but the world is humongous because, in other words, here it's saying, in other words, according to the way Rabba was saying it, the pathway of the sun is 6,000 parsa across the sky, and here it's coming out that the earth is much larger than that. He says, "Nimse kolam kulo kisu kideru legehenim." So it sounds like from that brisa that the world, as large as the world is, which is considerable, but it's just like a covering of on Gehenna, and it was Gehenna is much, much larger. So Tiyufta, so that's also a clash against Rava. Rava said just 6,000 parsa for the sun's path during the day, but doesn't fit in. Okay, Tashma, we learn another Bryce that two lines before it gets wide. The Tana of Eliyahu, Bryce was taught in the base Medrash. Now, some say Eliyahu is Eliyahu Navi, that Eliyahu Navi came and he taught Torah to, I think, Rav Anan, I think, in the Masech Subas. Some say there was a Chacham named Eliyahu, and it's just Tana of Eliyahu. He says, Rabbi Natan Omer, called Yishuv Kulo Tachat Kulchav Achad Yoshev, that all the habited parts of the earth lie under one star. He says, Teda, Shri Adam Tene Nobe Kochab Echad, if a person looks at one star in the sky at night, Holech Lemizrach Omeid Kenegdo, he goes as far east as he can go, he'll still see that star. He says, the Arba Ruchot Olam Omeid Kenegdo, he'll go all the directions will still be. Nechlal, the Chol Yishuv Kulo Tachat Kochab Echad, Yoshev. So he's saying like this, the habitation of the earth, assuming the habited part of the world is 1,000 amot, but that's all under one star. And there's a lot more than six stars in the sky. And he's figuring that one star encompasses the habited part of the world. So all the sky, so must be much, much larger. That would also slug up Rava. And I mentioned before, Michael, before you came, these Gemaras don't match up with our astronomy. And there's a question, like the Maharal says they're all a metaphor. Then some say the Chamu had deeper meaning behind it, but we're just trying to make it through. All right. Now, five lines from the bottom. Tashma, Egla B'tzafon. Egla means Taurus. Taurus, the signs of the zodiac. Taurus is in the northern part of the sky. The Akra B'darom. Scorpio is in the southern part of the sky. V'chol Yishav Kulo, Eno Yoshev, Elobain, Egla L'Akra. And all the habited earth is between, the northern point and the southern point, between the Taurus and between Scorpio. And again, there's a lot of stars there. We mentioned before, it's got to be, very much, much larger than the 6,000 parsa that Rava had said for the sun going across. Well, Yishuv Kulo Eino Hovel Asha'a Achat Bayom, and all the habited parts of the earth could fit under like the path of the sun for 1 hour. He says, "She'ein chama nechneset liyishuv l'sha'achat bayom," that the sun is all over all inhabited parts of the earth for 1 hour during the day. Teda shebechamesh chama b'mizrach, at the fifth hour the sun is in the east. Uvesheva chama b'marav, the seventh hour is in the west. Chatzi sheish v'chatzi sheva, between really means 11:30 and 12:30. Chama umed b'rosh kol adam, the sun is above everybody. Now it's hard to figure this out. The Gemara is assuming here that noon is the same place everywhere, but assuming that to be the case, so in other words, if the whole yishuv is 1,000 mil, so there's 12 hours during the day, so it's got to be much more than 6,000 mil, the passage of the sun. So tiyufta, that's another kash against Rava. Okay, let me do one more and then I'll pause. Okay, Tashma, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Machu v'shiva to bat kol to rasha. He says, what did the bat kol, the heavenly voice, respond to Nebuchadnezzar? He's the rasha. B'sha'ash amar e'elel b'amatei av, when Nebuchadnezzar said, and this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, I'll go to the highest clouds, Adamele Elyon, I'll be comparable to God. Yatztabakova Amrlo, Rasha ben Rasha. So Batkol came and said, you're like an evil person, the son of an evil person. Turn page on the top line on Sadi Dalam Rebez. Ben Benoshal Nimrod Arasha. You're a descendant of Nimrod. And Rashi brings down Kolomar Mizera Nimrod, that he, Nebuchadnezzar, was a descendant of Nimrod. That's where Rashi takes it. I was listening to Rabbi Ari Leibowitz today. He was quoting, some say it doesn't mean literally that he's a descendant of Nimrod, but that he's like ideologically like an heir to Nimrod. He says, Shehimrida kol olam kulo alai b'malchuto. Nimrod, caused all of humanity to rebel against Mia Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kamashotav shel Adam, how long is a man's life? Shivim Shana, 70 years. Vim Vrot Shmonim Shana, with strength, 80 years. Shinemar Yimeshno Tinabahim Shivim Shana, Vim Vrot Shmonim Shana. The Pasuk says, our lifespan is 70 years, and with strength, 80 years. Min Ha'aretz Ad Rakiyam Malach Hamesh Meot Shana. So here, the Bryce says, Mefurash, that the distance between the earth and the Rakia, the firmament, is a distance of 500 years. It means presumably the amount of time a person would walk in 500 years. A thickness of rakia is also 500 years. Uvein rakia rakia malach hamesh meot shana. Uvein kol rakia rakia, and between each rakia. So means like you, Nebuchadnezzar, aspire to fight with me. You don't have enough lifetime to make it to even reach the heavens. Achel Sheol to Rad El Yark Tibur. You're headed to a different direction. You're headed to the Sheol. You're headed to, like, to Gehenna. Okay, now, but the Raya being, and then Rashi brings down the Gemara. There's a Gemara that says that the length of the earth or the width of the earth is the same as the height to the Rakia. So we said to the Rakia is like a distance of 500 years. So the length of the earth is like 500 years travel. So obviously that's much more than what Rava had said. Okay, now's a good time to pause. If there's any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Anybody? All right, everybody's speechless. All right, let's go on. All right, now, the next Gemara is kind of confusing. I'll do the best I can with it on the 10th line. Let me do a Hakdama. So the Hakdama is that there's a... you have the zodiac, you know, where it's like the signs of the zodiac across the sky, and it moves somewhat over the course of the year. And then the sun, relative to the stars, the path of the sun also changes during the course of the year. So there's a machloket between the Chachmei Israel and the Chachmei Umar Ha'olam, how to explain how the sun, the path of the sun, relative to the stars, changes during the year. So the Chachmei Yisrael say there's one sphere, but the stars move around a little bit and deliver the sun like from one constellation to another. And the Chachmei Umos HaOlam say there's two different spheres. There's one sphere that's got the stars and the zodiac, and another, and the sun is in a different sphere. And so each one is moving in its own direction. All right, so let's take a look. So the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Chachmei Yisrael Omrim, Galgal Kavua Umazlot Chozrim, that there's a set, Galgal means is the signs of the zodiac. In other words, the it's like a circle. In other words, the circle with the zodiac that's set, Umazlot Chozrim, but the stars move a little bit to deliver the sun from one to the other. So the Chachmei Yisrael, that's what the Chachmei Yisrael said, there's one sphere. The Chachmei Umot HaOlam Omrim, the Chachamim of the Gentile world say, Galgal Chozer Umazalot Kavuin, that the Galgal is moving, in other words, with the zodiac, the Mazlot are tied into it, and then the sun is in a different sphere. So Amar Rebbe, Tshuva L'Divreihem, so Rebbe says, I can shlug up the Umos HaOlam, Me'olam L'matzinu Agala B'Darom V'Akra B'Tzafon. We never seen that Taurus is in the south. We said Taurus is always in the north, and Scorpio is in the north. We never see that. And if the signs of the zodiac are moving, I would expect that to be the case. So the Gemara says, now, according to the Chachmei Yisrael, the stars just move a little bit. So they just move a little bit, and they deliver the sun to the next one, so I don't expect it to have a radical change. But according to the Umos HaOlam, I should expect it. So Matkiv Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Vidilma Kibotzina Derechaya Inami Kitzinor Dadasha. Maybe it's like Botzina Derechaya, like the metal that's in the millstones, or Tzinor Dadasha, like the pivot on the door. The idea he's trying to say is movement is relative. In other words, according to the Chachmei Umos HaOlam, that there are two spheres. So one sphere can move, but the other sphere could also move. So perhaps it's not that the stars are moving all, making a whole rotation. In Echanami, they're on their own sphere, but the sphere of the sun is the one that keeps moving. And that's why the sun, that's why the sun's path keeps changing. So motion is relative. In other words, each one relative to where it's at. And the idea being, Botzina Derechaya, if you have like the millstones, they're moving, but there's also like some metal that's in it, and that's also can move. Or Tzinur Dadasha, like the door moves, but you know that the pivot could also move. So the fact that there's a way to explain it, that the stars, the sphere with the stars, isn't the one that's moving so much. In other words, it could move, but it's the one with the sun. That's the one that's moving, and that's why you don't see the Eglab Darom and the Akrav and the Tzafon. All right.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know the world of science stuff in the Gemara, we always say that, you know, the science, you know, the Teva, nature changed. With this stuff with, you know, rotating around the Earth, sun rotating around the Earth and the sun moving and all that, do we say the science changed, the nature changed, or we just
I didn't see anybody saying nature changed.
No, but with other things in the Gemara, we say
Other things they do. But here again, the way you could say is the Maharal says it's all a metaphor and has a different meaning. Or you could say like the Chazal wanted to say something deeper and we're not grabbing what they're saying. But I don't think I haven't seen anybody on this sugya that says that.
I mean, at the time of Gemara, they could believe the earth was flat too, or they didn't, you know, they believe the sun revolved around the earth and so on. Or
you mean, are you asking what they believed?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like that. In other words, it does sound like they believed in it. It does sound like I can't say for sure what they believe because but if you would read and translate this Gemara the way it is,
yeah, it sounds like that's what they
it
think.
Sounds like it certainly sounds like
the sun is moving.
They're right. They believed in a geocentric Earth. That's what it sounds like. But the Gemara may not be on this necessarily just literally the way it's being written here. All right. Let's see further. Now, all right. Let's take a look. All right. Now, okay. Now, Chachmei Yisrael Omrim Bayom Chamam Alechet L'matam Menarakia. The Chachmei Yisrael say that during the day the sun travels underneath the Rakia. Uvalaila lamalam in Rakia, and at night it goes above the Rakia. Again, Rakia, remember, is like the firmament, but it means like like you have this firmament here. Remember, and I said that the sun was going through the Rakia, then back through the Rakia. So the Chachma Yisrael is saying that during the day the sun travels, you know, below the Rakia, and then at night is traveling above the Rakia, so it's blocked off. Let's take a look. He says. But the Gentile scholars say, "Biyom chamam alechet l'matim narakia." During the day, it travels underneath the rakia. Uvalay l'matim narakarka. At night, it travels beneath the ground. In other words, beneath the earth. So, Amar Rebbe, v'nirin divrei mitzvareinu. So, Rebbe says their opinion, the Chachmei Umos Olam, seems more logical than our words. Shebayom mayanot sonanim, because during the day, the springs are cold. Uvalayla rodchim, but at night they're heated up. In other words, the springs get heated up during the night. So it's like the sun is going underneath the earth, heating up the springs, and then you get a hot spring in the morning. Tanya Rabbi Natan Omer, Bimoda Chama, Chama Malacha Begova Shorakia. Rabbi Natan says during the summer, the sun goes at the highest point on the sky. He says, Lefichach kol olam kulo roteach, therefore the whole world is hot. Mayanot sonin. The Mayanot are cold. The Mayanot, they get heated up when the sun is like low on the horizon, it sounds like. Bimot hakeshamim, during the winter season, chama malacha b'shilu pulei rakia. The sun is more, you know, closer to the horizon in its course. L'ficha kulam kulot sonin. Therefore, the earth is cold. Mayanot rochin. The Mayanot, and the important thing is the Mayanot get their source like from the edges of the earth. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, Barbash Filin, Chamam Mahalechet. There are four paths that the sun takes across the sky. Nisan Iyar Sivan, Mahalechet Baharim, Kidafashir Ashlagim. It goes over the mountains. I don't know, it's strongest felt over the mountains to defrost the snows, melt the snows. Tamaz Ave Elul, which is the summer, Mahalechet Biyishuv, it travels over the or makes itself most felt over the inhabited portion, to ripen the crops, the fruits, the crops. Tishrei mar cheshem v'kislev, malachet biyamim, it travels over the oceans, kiliyabeshet hanarot, to dry up the rivers. Tevet shvat ba'adar, malachet ba'midbar, it goes over the midbar, shuliyabeshet ezraim, it doesn't want to dry out the ezraim, it's in the midbar. All right, that's it with that piece of Gemara. I'm going to move on now unless anybody's got questions, comments, or thoughts. All right, let's move. So now the Gemara says, "Rabbi Elazar Omer mi eskufet b'chulei." Now in the Mishnah, if you recall, we're talking about what's derech rechoka. So Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah said, even if you're outside the threshold of the azara, you're b'derech rechoka. It means if you're not in the azara, you're b'derech rechoka. So he says, "Va'afagav d'matzi ayil v'lo rina le'kum ayil." You mean even though we could just come in and we don't say to him, "Come in," otherwise you'll be chayav karet. He says, "V'hatani." We learn in the brisa. Yehudi Arel, let's say you have a person, an uncircumcised Jew, Shlomal, Anosh Karei, to Reb Elazar. So the Tana Reb Elazar says, if he doesn't have a bris, you're right, he can't bring a Korban Pesach, but if he doesn't get the act together, he's Chayav Karei. He's Chayav Karei for not having a bris Mila, but he's also Chayav Karei for not bringing the Korban Pesach. I guess he's winning the the Grand Prix of Karei. You know, he's over both Mitzvah that are Chayav Karei, the bris Mila and the Korban Pesach. So we're trying to reconcile that statement of Reb Elazar, like go get a bris Mila and bring the Korban Pesach, and this thing where he's just outside the Azar. We don't say coming in and make the Korban Pesach. So Amar Abaye Derech Rechokala Tahor, I mean Derech Rechokala Tamei. So Abaye says, again, we spoke about this the other day in the Gemara, when it says Derech Rechoka, that's one patur, if you're a Derech Rechoka, and that's for a Tahor person. If you're a Tamei person, it's a different analysis. So we're not going with Derech Rechoka and things like that. So that's a different analysis. So to here, with the person with the Bris Mila, that's a different analysis. In other words, Derech Rechoka is just you were on a far trip. Anything else, you're right, it doesn't take that long, but there is more of a Hischaiva. So in Akinami, you're outside the Azara, you're Tahor, so you have the Patur of Derech Rechoka. You're outside the Azara, you don't have a Bris Mila, then according to Reb Elazar, you are a Chayav Karet. Rava Amar Tanaihi. Rava says, what the opinion of Reb Elazar, whether Reb Elazar indeed holds that if you're outside the Azara, you're Derech Rechoka, is actually a Machloka Tanaim as to what Reb Elazar says. Reb Elazar is a Tana, and these Tanaim disagree what his opinion was. The Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Reb Elazar Omer, Nemar Richach Makom B'Pesach, it says by the Korban Pesach, you'll be far distant away from Derech Rechoka. This is by Pesach. V'nemar richak makom ma'aser, and this is by the ma'aser. If it's your chakim chamakom, it's too far away, and you can't carry the ma'aser to Yerushalayim. Ma'lahalan chutz la'achilato, just like by ma'aser, it means you're far away from the place where it's eaten, which is in Yerushalayim. Afkan chutz la'achilato. So to here, it means you're far away from where it's eaten, which is from the walls of Yerushalayim. So this is Reb Elazar. So this is Reb Elazar saying, Derech Rechoka is not right outside the Azara. Derech Rechoka is outside the walls of Yerushalayim. In other words, just like Rechoka by Maaser Sheni is you're far away from Yerushalayim. And so here you're far away from the walls of Yerushalayim. So that's a different version of what the Tana Reb Elazar says. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Reb Elazar. Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda has a different version of Reb Elazar. Chutz la asiyato. It means chutz la asiyato from the place where it's. How does he translate? He says, from what does he say here? He says from the place where it is offered. In other words. But there's a different way to say it. That's what he says. Yeah, the place that's suited for it. Okay, so in other words, that the maaser is eaten in Yerushalayim, but that's the place where it's done also. You just bring it to Yerushalayim, you're done. The Korban Pesach is eaten in Yerushalayim, but you do the Korban Pesach in the Azara. So he says it means the asiyato, where it's all done. So that would mean that you're outside the Azara. Kaman az lahadamar Reb Yitzchak bar Reb Yosef b'tmei malech achar rov ha'omdim ba'azara. So according to whom would the following statement go? When it comes to Tmeim, we just look at the people in the Azara. In other words, do I have rov of Klaiser or Tmeim or not? I look at the people who in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Kaman Reb Yosef bar Reb Yehuda shamar mishum Reb Elazar. That would go according to that last opinion, that if anybody else is b'derech rechoka is patur. So I just look at the people who are in the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, and I make my calculation. Even though there are more Torah and people outside, but I just look at who's in the Azara. Let me do three lines, then I'll stop and we'll take some more questions, okay? So Amar lo Rabbi Yossi lefichach v'chuli. So we said in the Mishnah, Tana Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Lezer, there's a dot over the hay in Rechoka, teach me it's not so far away. So he says, Tanya Rabbi Yossi aglili omer. So in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi aglili says, Derech Rechoka, Shumani Malach Shnayim Oshosha Yamim. So when the Torah says, B'derech Rechoka, I would think it's a distance of 2 or 3 days. He says, Shuhu omer uvederech lo haya. It says, if a person's tahor, uvederech, doesn't really say Rechoka, but he wasn't on the derech, like Yitshim Yiskufar Azara v'lechutz kari derech. That leads me to think that it's anybody who's outside the Azara, the Beis HaMikdash, from the threshold of the Azara and outside, then you're patur. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did tonight? Anybody? Anybody? Going once, twice, three? Okay, let me see if, all right, I think I'm going to call it a night. Let me end the recording. Let me end recording.
Rekia.
What?
I'm saying that we really don't know what the firmament means. You know, you're showing you.
I hear. All right.
Do we know what really what the firmament means? I don't think we know.
All right. Let me do this.